Well, we asked President Jonathan to veto it if the bill ever gets to him, because we have stage second reading in the House of Representatives, and we know that it's on its way to being passed by the National Assembly. Although they need, you know, concurrence from the Senate to get the bills, you know, passed. But we are not in doubt that since the bill has been able to scale second reading, it's likely to be passed by the National Assembly. That's why we are calling on President Jonathan, if indeed he wants to be seen to be doing something about money laundering and terrorism financing, he should not allow that bill to become a law. Even before that, such a law exists in Nigeria, many government officials and public officials are fond of exporting large, you know, sums of money in Nigerian naira and foreign currencies, especially dollars. Recently, just this week, you know, two sons of a city governor who has been caught, you know, carrying several thousands of dollars, you know, across the borders. And because we have weak, you know, money laundering laws in this country, a lot of them believe that they can do it and get away with it. Now, many of those that have been caught in the past were caught in other countries, that is in the international community outside Nigeria, because laws of those other countries are very effective. Hello, sir.
If this measure passes and the president signs into law, that could undermine the country's fight against corruption. What is your take on that?
Well, not corruption alone. It will legitimize transportation of money across border. That is money laundering. Currently, the reason why many of the public officials are unable to traffic in currency is because the laws against money laundering in other countries, that is in the international community, are very strong. So most of those who have engaged in money laundering are caught, you know, while trying to pass the money to those who have bank accounts in those other countries. But now, if they are allowed to have their own account, it means that somebody like the sitting governor whose children were caught with a large sum of money, more than $50,000, you know, would have been able to lodge it in their own account, or could have even wired it to the account without anybody raising any questions. So basically, it is not only corruption, I mean official corruption, that will be exacerbated by such, you know, an act. It will also help in terrorism financing, and that is more dangerous than any other aspect of international crimes that could have been engendered by, you know, such an act. So we are worried that Nigeria will be closer to the precipice if public officials are allowed to own international accounts, so that they will be able to lodge ill-gotten wealth. They can steal so much cash in Nigeria and transport it to their foreign account. That will not help us in fighting corruption. It will not help in fighting terrorism. It will not help in curbing the laundering of illicit, you know, wealth, especially the one gotten from narcotics and other harmful drugs.
So what is your group doing to create awareness about this concern that you are expressing in Nigeria?
Yes, we intend to send a petition to the president, but we are still monitoring what is going on in the National Assembly. If eventually they pass the bill where we want to send, already we made a representation through one of our National Assembly members that such a bill should not be allowed to become law. But if eventually they pass it against the White Council, we intend to do a protest march to the presidency, at least to register our displeasure over such shenanigans.